I'm at the Byron Bay Writers Festival and I'm talking to Glenda Corporal about her book, Making Magic, the Marion Marnie Griffin story. Good morning, Glenda.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, of course, you've written about the wife of Walter Burley Griffin, who actually was a very talented and amazing individual in her own right. And I'm surprised that nobody's done a biography on her before. Why do you think that is so?
Well, I think like a lot of sort of wives of famous men, everyone focuses on the famous men. And they always say, well, Walter Burley Griffin designed Canberra and he came out here and laid some of the backbones of Canberra. But the wife is almost like, well, yes, and he had quite a talented wife. So, but what I've tried to do is really follow her life and piece it together and not have her as like his wife. But it's been quite a challenge because obviously he's the famous person, she's the less famous person. But her life goes back from, you know, her grandparents knew Abraham Lincoln. And so it's a fascinating trail, but it's almost like I just wanted to focus on her, not necessarily her as being the wife of. And when you do that, you see quite an amazing individual.
So there was a lot of research involved in this, wasn't it? How long did it take you to put this together?
Oh, it's been a labour of love for about 6 years. I mean, and I had lived in Canberra as a journalist. I've lived in Washington as a journalist. So I had an interest in capital cities and their unusual design. I also became very passionate about Frank Lloyd Wright. I really love his prairie school designs. And I feel the Australian bushland has connection with some of the colours that Frank Lloyd Wright uses. So it started with an interest in Frank Lloyd Wright. And then realising that there was this Australian connection because both Marion Mahoney Griffin and Walter worked for Frank Lloyd Wright. So essentially, and I've developed friendships with descendants of Griffin and going back and forward. So I've been to America several times in India where they worked. I went on a research trip to India. So it's taken me about 6 years. So there's quite a lot of work involved.
I suppose the question that occurs to most people is how much did Marion's influence have on Walter's designs for, say, Canberra, when he was laying out Canberra?
I think there are a number of points to be made. First of all, he was always interested in the design of the cities, but she forced him into applying for that competition. And so he was sort of fairly, they had just married. They were literally on their honeymoon when they found out the competition was open. He'd been interested, but she sort of made him do it and virtually sort of shamed him in front of his friends one day and says, look, you've been talking about this for ages, do it. So there was that element. The second element is she's a brilliant, brilliant drawer, and she worked with Frank Lloyd Wright for many years and got involved and inspired by a lot of Japanese art, which he was very interested in. So she commandeered a lot of the drawings, so that the drawings are in the archives in Canberra and they're absolutely brilliant. And so that's the other element. But I do think she had an inspiration into how the city was designed. They both believed that cities should fit in with the environment, that you shouldn't be ruining the trees, it should be garden city. I do think also that Walter hadn't been outside America. She'd been to Rome particularly, and their design for a capitol, I think, was very much inspired by the Capitoline Hill in Rome, which is a bit of a long story, but when she went there, Michelangelo had designed a whole plaza of the Capitoline Hill. And I think some of their ideas for a capitol did come from her experiences. But again, the man gets the credit and the woman is sort of the loyal slave in their story.
Well, it's a bit of a distressingly common story, isn't it? Because behind a lot of great designers, there's been women also who were talented, who sort of helped them. But also, Marion did things in her own right as well, things that were out from under Walter's shadow, didn't she?
Yes. Well, she was one of the first women architects ever in America. She was the second woman to graduate from architecture in MIT in 1894. So she was a pioneer in her own right. She then worked for Frank Lloyd Wright as his first professional employee in about 1896. So she was already known in Chicago as not necessarily a super great architect, but a part of this prairie school. So, and then she married him, and he's 5 years younger than her. And so when she was in Chicago, she had a reputation. But she comes to Australia and she's Mrs. Griffin. But she was very passionate about the Australian bushland and gum trees, and she started recording them, writing about them, drawing them, and she's got a whole series of things called the Forest Portraits. Most of them are in America. Just absolutely brilliant, awe-inspiring drawings and descriptions of the Australian outback. So, and I also believe when it came to Castle Crag, it was her energy and spirit that turned a suburb into a community. So, she also left a long rambling diary, which had some very interesting observations of Australia, particularly in the First World War, of an outsider looking at Australia. So she was a community, you know, she was an artist, an architect, a community founder, a sharp observer of Australian society.
You've got lots of reproductions of her drawings and photographs in the book. Did you have any problems getting copyright permission to use the information?
Well, that took me months and months and months. And the thing about Marianne, I sort of describe her in the book as sort of she's left jewels scattered around the world for us to sort of find. So some of her work is with the archives in Canberra. Some of it's in the National Library. So you have to, you know, approach them, get the permissions. Some of it's in private. Some of her forest portraits are in private collections in America with some of her descent, some of her extended family. She also herself gave work to the Northwestern University just north of Chicago. So I was all over the place. And then the Avery Library in Columbia University is an architectural library. For some reason, a whole pile of their India work is there. So, you know, I was all over the place. I probably went to, I don't know, probably ultimately 10 different institutions. But that was the challenge of piecing together this woman's life like a jigsaw puzzle, you know, pulling the puzzles from, you know, the Avery Library in New York City, the Art Institute of Chicago, the National Archives of Australia, Peter Griffin, who's a descendant of Walter. So that was the challenge, but it was quite a lot of... her life wasn't like one neat compartment.
Thank you, Glenda.
Thank you very much.